I do see the draw, and I do see how
everyone loves a redemption story.
Yes. Yes, and I do see how that third vignette shaped the creation of the third movie. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of upsetting for me and sad for me in a way that these three movies cannot actually exist. You can have one and two, or you can have one and three, but you can't, two and three can't exist in the same world.
Post-credits scene kind of that implies that she meets the baker again later, so you know she reconnects with him again.
That's nice. But in the third one, it, you know, Anastasia has that same, it like it it draws on Anastasia's still need and want to be, I want what she has. And
she wants
thinks,
to be loved because she never got it from her mom.
Yeah. And she thinks she wants exactly, like, so like skipping ahead to three,
yeah,
like a twist in time. She, you know, because Anastasia thinks she wants, I don't know why I said it like that. She thinks she wants exactly what Cinderella has, as in the man, the castle, the this. I just want to be Cinderella.
Right.
But no, she just wants the love and happiness. She wants to feel the want. She wants to feel, you know, what it is that...
It takes her a while, and it's actually the king, the prince's dad, that makes her realize what it is that she actually wants, because she thinks she wants what her mom's been telling her she should have.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same thing, you know, the prince and this stuff. And it's like, I mean, it's the same elements, but
it's adjacent.
Not, yeah, it's tangential, right. You know, she thinks she wants the material stuff because, you know, her mom says you're supposed to have this stuff. Cinderella got that stuff and she seems happy, so that must be what makes one happy. And it takes her half the movie to figure out, oh, it's not the stuff, it's the interpersonal connection, it's having someone love you, something that she's never had because her mom is awful. And it kind of makes you look at Drusilla in the same way, in that she's an abused kid too, who's acting like an asshole because she knows no other way. And you have to wonder, is she going to make it too? You know, Anastasia manages to break away from that. I hope Drusilla will too. I'm pretty sure it's too late for Lady Tremaine.
Well, the thing that's really interesting about Drusilla is that in both stories, it's Anastasia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they just chose Anastasia for the second movie. Folks were like, oh, we love a good redemption story. That's so sweet. And then they were like, we really need to expound on this and, you know, and take her away. And then they do. Or did Pete, like, and again, I didn't go back to the first one. Did Anastasia always have a bit of a bigger role? Because her name comes from, I mean, it is alphabetical, but it's always been Anastasia and Drusilla. Because, like, it's never been Drusilla and Anastasia. It's always been Anastasia. I mean, and again, I think Anastasia's
they had
the,
essentially the same amount of lines and screen time.
One would imagine that Anastasia is also the older sister.
Maybe.
And that's why she's the one that gets the prince. Because that would be the reason why Lady Tremaine is giving her the opportunity over her sister, because it obviously seems like Drusilla is the one that is kind of more by mommy's side, which would make it you believe that she's probably like the younger still, and that the older sister, you know, just by standards of the time and whatever, is like, that's when, you know, the older one is has to get married off first, obviously.
Yeah, Drusilla's only 17 and a half. It was, no.
Yeah. And, you know, Anastasia's 19. You know, And Cindy's 16, so
I'm an adult now.
yeah. So one would assume that that's why Anastasia is the one getting the screen time.
I
I guess, but it
mean,
is an
you have to make
interesting.
that up yourself. The movie doesn't, I don't think
No,
they.
it does. No, it does not. It does not. But it is an interesting a thing that I'm like, oh, poor Drizzy, just playing second fiddle to her, the redheaded stepsister. redheaded stepchild. But I do find it humorous that in part three, when it starts, the fairy godmother and the mice are throwing an anniversary party for Charming and Cindy, who are now both in peasanty clothes. See, now that one works-ish for me because they're both in pantsuits, if you will,
Sure.
of like the
Yeah.
peasanty color, but they're
Yeah. Third
different.
movie takes the time to design a couple new costumes.
Yeah, but they're di I don't like them, but they at least
No.
they're different. At
Yeah.
least they're new costumes. And so they go out into the middle of the
They're
woods and have
hewing pretty
this.
close to some of the original
Oh yeah.
influences, but they are unique,
But they
so
are
I'll
unique.
give them that.
Yep.
I'll take what I can get.
It takes what I can
But I
get.
also love that this movie starts off like a shot. I mean, the bad guys get the whole thing is
Immediately,
the Lady
immediately.
Tremaine gets Fairy Godmother's magic wand and causes havoc. That's the inciting incident of the movie, which happens at the 5 minute mark.
Yeah, I was gonna say first
Granted, the
5 minutes.
movie's 65 minutes, but I was like, oh man, we are off like a shot.
Yeah, because.
Also, just to mention it before I forget. I thought Jennifer Hale was doing her own singing because if Cinderella talks and then she bursts into the opening song, and I'm like, oh shit, wow, is she doing her own singing? Well done. Look at the credits. No, that's a
Oh.
different person. And I'm like, wow, she is doing a really good voice match.
Yeah, I thought it was the same as well. But
Yeah, I
yeah,
don't
I
think
just.
Tress MacNeille's doing the singing for Anastasia either.
Oh, boo. But no, I do love the fact
So
that
different singing voices, but
Anastasia just full on follows into the forest like this magical tea party anniversary thing. Ooh.
I love the gag where she's like because she's gonna go get in. She's like, she grabs up some bread off the table. Mother, I gotta go to the store, write a bread. She just chucks them out the window. I'm like, that was a good time gag. And then Drusella stands up. She's like, what the hell? I'm like,
I
good gag. That makes no sense that she'd be crouching on the other side of that door for no good reason, but funny. I like it.
Yep.
Movie's off to a good start. Well done.
Makes no sense, but I love
Also, the
it.
opening song, not too bad.
Yeah.
It had some
At
nice
least
harmonies in it. It had some
they're
nice
singing.
variations.
Like the
Yeah.
characters are actually singing. Now,
Yeah.
again, a lot of the singing is back of the head shots. Sweeping like here's a landscape, here's like a bird, here's someone watching. 'Cause again, it takes time and
It's
money to
yeah,
animate a mouse,
it's you've
but
heard
it's
of
still
walk
they're
and talk shots in movies.
singing.
This is a walk and sing.
Yeah, but like that's the thing. There's still it is the character who's singing. It's not some sort of
Although the duet between the stepsisters was pretty well done, because they actually had some action, some blocking, some stuff to do.
yeah.
But a lot of it is just we're singing and walking, walking and singing.
Yeah.
It's not the
So,
most visually interesting thing ever, but it's
yeah.
not terrible.
But I also like how Anastasia gets the wand is very pissy to me. Because.
The stepmother or the fairy godmother just lets go of it in
And
a
it
grand.
lands right in front of her.
She's like, ooh. I'm like, well, okay. I guess maybe I wonder if there was a note. It's like, no, you can't have her steal it because then she'd be a bad guy. I don't know, but it's like, I don't know. The fairy godmother does suck, so maybe
Like, you would think that
she's
she
really
just,
careless with that.
yeah, I don't
She
know. I
needs one
don't,
of those Wii remote straps on her wand to
right?
keep it dangling,
Right?
so she doesn't throw
Be
it through a TV or something.
Because she's like bippity boppity and then just flings out of her hand. And I'm
Oh, my eye!
like, we've never set up that it's ever flung. Like, does she often like fling? Like, it's just like, woo! And then there's no like, and then I guess, I guess she does
Sorry,
come
I just
looking
greased my
for it.
wand.
Like, the good news is that she comes looking for it, but also there's no, oh shoot, I've been found out by the stepsisters. Like, the fairy godmother knows who those ladies are. It's not like she's like
Yeah.
that's Cinderella's family, and she's like, oh, I need that, dear. That holds a lot of pat. Like, she acts as if like it's a weird it, like it was a
Yeah.
kind of a weird start. It like
You would
I
have
had
lived happily ever after if not for me interfering with my magic.
like I applaud that it just got right into it
Yeah.
and like and everything, but it was a kind of a rocky like, and I think that that's maybe why they did. They're like, we don't know how to get into it easily, so we're just gonna
Whatever, she
really
drops it, Anastasia picks it up.
at a clip, at a clip, at a
Whatever.
clip, at a clip, she turns the stone,
So
and then Lady Tremaine calls on all the power of the universe.
like it's just bippity boppity boo. You don't have to power the universe. Bippity boppity boo. Every spell, it's all in the inflection, really.
Hilarious. Oh, the power of the universe. I was like,
Oh, mom is such a drama queen.
I know, right? I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, okay, Tremaine. You gotta
You
take it
gotta
down
dial
a
that
notch.
down. Bring
Anyways, what were you gonna
it
say?
back in. So what happens from here? So this is the crux of the movie. Lady Tremaine gets the fairy godmother's wand, and she rewinds time to the end of the first movie, and she uses Bippity Boppity Booness to magically stuff Anastasia's foot into the glass slipper. And what I like is they're like instantly, oh well, and they're like, oh, the proclamation says if the shoe fits, and they're like, well. Yeah, but you're clearly not the person. Like he, I mean, lovely feet. We're all fans here in the kingdom of Tarantino. But he did
I
actually look at her face. So,
know.
but so they end up casting a man because they're like, oh, all right, and they bring her into the castle, and the prince comes down and goes, who the hell are you? Oh, the shoe fits. He's like. I mean, she has tiny feet, but probably a bunch of people in the kingdom actually fit that shoe. And then Tremaine casts a spell on him to make him remember that he danced with Anastasia.
I will say the gag that I like in the third movie is
Oh,
that
I hope it's what I'm thinking of.
every time he's like, am I in the wrong room?
Not that one, but that was pretty funny too.
Like every time they enter a room and yeah, so
And
he
the
goes.
stepsister and Tremaine's stepsister's there. It's like. Am I in the wrong? There's a lot of rooms in this castle. Am I in the wrong one? Was it?
And he's like, no, because then the king does it later when they go
Yeah.
into the cake room. He's like, is this the wrong room? Like, and I'm just like, I like that they're
The
keeping
gag
that.
I really like is the fact that is the Foley, the sound effect for Anastasia walking around
Yes.
with one glass slipper.
Clank, clank,
Clank, thump,
clank,
clank, thump,
clank.
clank.
I the
Every single scene
whole
she's walking
time.
around, they're boosting the volume on her glass slipper, ka-clanking across the room.
I
Like,
love
oh my
that.
God, that's funny.
I especially because you never hear it. When Cinderella wore the glass slippers, she's
Nope.
completely silent.
Clank them.
But like,
Clank them.
I loved that because already, because her feet, because they mentioned that Cinderella has a size 4.5, which, oh my gosh, them's are tiny feet.
She got tiny, tiny feet.
Which, but they are perfect for her size body and for holding her up because your feet are the exact size that you need for your body to hold you upright. So good for her. And Anastasia has size 11s. So they would clank a bit differently than a size 4.5, most definitely. She's also established to be quite clumsy, so she probably walks a little different than our friend Cindy as well. But yes, but I also the whole time was like, why won't they just let her put back on another shoe? Like, so that she's like, because no matter what you do, wearing two different shoes is just bad. But I
It
loved
came
it.
off
I
as kind of like
loved
a
it.
security blanket kind of a thingy, but yeah, mostly I think just
But I loved
for the
it.
gag, which I thought was just a really smartly considered gag.
But I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. this film also does its best to try and make the king and the prince a character. Still doesn't bother
Yeah.
naming him, but even brings up,
No.
but hey, where's the queen? I guess she died of dysentery.
Yeah.
Harry's
I
an
yeah.
asshole. Everyone disses him, but he doesn't take kindly to insults, so.
Yeah, she be dead. And apparently she was quite clumsy as well. Like, that's what I love when
Yeah.
the she
No
was.
one would make that painting because he's got this humongous painting in his foyer of him and his wife dancing with her stepping on his feet. I'm like, yeah, no one would
No
paint
one would paint
that.
that,
But
but
it's funny,
okay.
so I don't really care.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
But I
And
do like that. So the king and the son are we're introduced to them, and they're having their fatherly son chat. But they're also fencing. You know, they're sparring with their
yes.
rapiers and stuff, and they're both really athletic, which
Yeah.
plays into the end of the movie where he goes chasing down her boat and leaps off of a light tower and grabs onto a rope and stabs a dagger,
An
which has
arrow
his
flings his
hat
way
on, and an arrow
down.
flings his way down. I'm like, okay, yeah, I could see that. Cool. No,
I
pretty
will.
surprised Cinderella managed to jump from a pumpkin to a horse, but I
She
don't.
would like they
I
turn
mean,
her into a
we've
badass.
seen her side saddle in it a few times, but I guess when you're about to plunge to your death off of a cliff, you'll be like, I'm leap of faith in this one.
Yeah, because like this, because they really turned her into a badass because this is also n Cinderella, not a year into marriage to a prince who could have taught her all these things. This is
Yeah.
straight from
This is straight from the end of the first movie,
end
sort
of the first movie, not getting the prince.
of. Yeah.
And she's like, total like woman of the world, like I can do any, like I was like they made her like a heroine, which great, you got good for
Fine
that,
because
for
it's boring
it
otherwise. I mean,
is
she's got
boring
some great
otherwise.
moments where she's gonna go to the castle and it's like,
Let's go to
maybe
the
I'll do the
servants
servant's
entrance.
entrance.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that was actually really funny. She's like, maybe let's try the servants entrance. I'm the royal mice catcher. It is, and I do like how she's just like, it's me, you gotta understand, it's me. Like, I do, her plight is real. I love
Oh, I
it.
love that bit where she first sees the prince and she doesn't know he's under a spell.
Oh, her giggles are perfect. They are
She thinks
exactly
they're
the giggles.
flirting, and it's like, oh shit, you really do. How do you not remember me? I mean, I didn't think I was that conceited, but I mean, surely,
Yeah.
that was played pretty well. I liked that, and I
Yeah.
like the fact that Lady Tremaine is just not thinking her spells through because the only thing she told him is he just remembers Anastasia, the prince now via the spell, only remembers Anastasia's face being on Cinderella, but he remembers the personality, he remembers how it felt to hold her hand, which is a big
He
thing.
remembers her being a good
He
dancer.
remembers her being a good dancer and how she spoke. So, he remembers Anastasia, but he's like, something is wrong here. And the mice are talking to me. We might need to call the royal therapist,
Yeah. Yes, when he goes after her, when Lady Tremaine is literally sending her to her death, which is something. And he goes after her, and he's up on a hill, and the boat is leaving the harbor, and you see the entire town in between him,
I'm like,
and the boat is leaving the
you literally
harbor.
missed the boat, dude. You ain't catching up with
I'm
her.
like, babe, it's gone.
Yeah.
Babe, it's gone. And he's like, I'm gonna catch that boat. And I'm like, nah, you ain't. And then he goes to where the boat has left, and it has made it maybe 3 inches. And I was like, no. But I will say, I am so very thankful that they did not make the horse jump.
From the lighthouse, yeah.
Because
That
I.
horse, the horse noped out of that one. I think both
Or
the horses in
from.
this movie deserve carrots because they're the MVPs of this movie. They
Or
didn't ask for
from.
any of this.
Yeah, because I was expecting multiple times for him to make the horse either jump from the lighthouse or jump from the dock to try to get like from there. Because I'm like,
I'm a horse.
no,
I don't swim
don't
well.
you ever. I'm like, stop abusing your horses. I need you to knock this off right now. But he didn't. He stopped the horse both times. And I'm like, okay. And then he went flying. That was great. Because when he's like, you could do this horse, you could do this. And it doesn't, and he's riding that horse in the lighthouse, riding it. It shows the horse's face. And the horse is like, oh
It's
God,
like,
oh God.
nope.
And then it cuts, and I thought that was beautifully directed because it just cuts to the outside of the lighthouse and you just see him
See,
being flung out of the lighthouse. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Because was he trying to get the horse to go and the horse noped?
I
Or
mean,
was
because
he, was
the
that the
horse either lands
plan?
in the water and drowns or crashes on the deck of the boat and dies.
Yeah.
You know?
So like,
I'm not sure. Yeah, hopefully he stopped. He did a Yoshi jump,
yes,
right?
so
Where you jump off the back of the Yoshi.
hopefully that was always the plan. Whatever the plan was, it's still a very funny thing to watch because it just cuts and he's like, and I mean, he makes it look fine and then he gets
But
the arrow, puts
as
it
we said,
down.
he Errol Flynn's it down the I can imagine
Oh,
a bunch of the people on the boat are a little pissed. It's like, dude,
yeah, we
now
just got
we
that
just
up, yo.
left port. Now we have to go back. And we've got to row because you broke her sail. He goes down and he still remembers Anastasia, but he holds Cinderella's hand. And he's like, ah, yeah, okay, you're her.
This is the
Got it.
one.
Cool.
Yeah.
But he also calls her Cinderella because he doesn't know her name and he only heard about her from the mice. And she's like, it's actually Cinderella. He's like,
Yes,
oh,
yes.
okay.
I love
I'm
that.
just the prince.
Yeah, still just the prince.
Still just the prince. I am very charming, though.
But this is where Tremaine brings out the big guns. And she's like, all right, Anastasia, you want this or not? And Anastasia's like, I still want it. And she's like, all right, then I will just make you look like Cinderella.
Not sound like,
Not
not
sound like,
giving you the
not.
power of dance or anything. No, you're just
I'm
gonna look
just
like
gonna
her.
make you look
I
like
don't
her.
think Tremaine has a very high opinion of Prince.
No. I don't think Tremaine has a high opinion of men. But I will say, backing up a moment, because I'm happy it didn't happen. I'm surprised it didn't happen. But when, so Anastasia is, so when the king tells Anastasia about his love for his wife, who also happens to have big red ringlet hair and is a terrible dancer, and he's like, I can tell you're going to make my son happy because you're a terrible dancer and you have red hair just like my woman. And I'm going to give you the most prized possession I have. And it's in this gold plated box with rubies on it and velveteen insides. And because I keep this most priceless possession that I own, very safe. And I'm going to give it into your hand. I'm not even going to give you this box to keep it safe in. I'm just going to lay it into your clumsy little clutches. And it is a seashell. And I'm like, she's gonna break it.
She
Especially
manages not
because
to, but yeah.
she manages not to. She keeps that thing in one piece and she holds it in her hand the whole time. And not just that, but she sings a song about it and leans on she leans on a concrete banister, and is like, ah, la, la. And I'm like, crunch, crunch, crunch. Like,
Oh
that's all
shit.
I could think of. And I was like, she just broke it, yo. She literally just broke it. She didn't. It lives on. But, like, I was like, I literally thought that immediately she's gonna give it to her and she's gonna, like, crunch it in front of him accidentally. And I'm like, I'm gonna be so sad about this moment. But it lives on. And she keeps the seashell. But I was like, it had to be a seashell. It couldn't have been. I'm like, because that was the thing. I was like, if you're gonna make it a seashell and you're giving it to the most clumsy person,
Make it a
and they
bigger
never
stuff,
mention
yeah.
how hard it was for, like, they don't ever mention how fragile it is. It's never talked about how, like, she never goes, ah! There's never a gag
Yeah,
about it.
there isn't like she dr
There's
immediately drops it off the edge of the balcony or something.
never a gag about it. Like, I'm glad it lived, but like, never a gag about how hard it was for her to keep it alive, or like, immediately, like, the first time,
Well,
like, there should have
yeah,
been one thing about it.
it's the symbol of the theme of the movie where when you know, kind of a thing. So I guess they didn't want to be too jokey about it. They
Right,
kind of
but then,
undercut what they were saying, but.
so in my opinion, you only do it once and you do it right at the beginning because
Right.
it's still Anastasia,
Yeah.
or
Because
you
she was expecting
don't.
like jewels or something and it's a shelf.
Yes.
She's like, oh. But then she
Or.
hears the story of like, this is the on our king and the queen's first date. We went to the beach and we saw a pretty shell and we both reached for it at the same time and our hands touched and oh gosh, we knew. And she's like, oh, actually, that's really sweet. You're giving that to me? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling something. Right.
Yeah.
So
Anyway,
I really loved when Cinderella and the mice, also when she hides behind that tapestry in the hallway, I think they forgot. I don't think they've. She's holding. She comes from behind the tapestry after she's done hiding. She comes out from behind. She has the mice in her hand. I don't think they finished drawing that frame because that looked like placeholder art for both
Okay,
mice.
I was wondering what was happening. I was like, something's happening
I'm
here.
like,
Like, there were some
I think
times
they
that I
ran out of
was.
time and just didn't finish that drawing.
Okay,
But anyway,
that.
so the mice and she break into the room to try and the mice go into the room to get the key out of Tremaine's pocket, and she's gonna disguise herself as a maid to go in there and clean up a mess because one of them knocked over a vase of water in it. And so she's just like, I'm gonna put a
I'll
hat
put a
on.
bonnet on
Right. And she
and
goes
look
in there
down.
and Tremaine immediately recognizes her. She plays along for a minute, but she's like, how stupid do you think I am, young lady? Come on, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
I lived with you for, I didn't pay much attention to you, but I lived with you
But
for
I
like
still lived with you for
10
years. Yeah.
years. I thought that was pretty funny. She did not pull that one over on her. That
Yeah,
was pretty
I was
great.
glad about that.
But ultimately she doesn't get away. She gets sent to the ship. The mice and the birds tell the prince. He and the king's like confronting me. It's like, stop it, dude. Something's going on. It's like,
Marry
you,
someone.
I swear to God, you are not taking one more step down these stairs. And the prince is like, and jumps out the window. I'm like, oh my
Yes,
God.
but like he jumps, like the thing that was
But he
funny that was like
launches head first
he
out the window, and I'm
launches
like, what the heck? Is there a moat out there? No,
and
he's climbing down a trellis or something.
yes,
I'm
but
like,
he swan dives and then he's climbing down a trellis and I'm like,
how that
no.
happened.
No. But
But it
yeah,
was funny enough
it was
that
still
I loved
funny.
it. So
But at least they
anyway,
made
he
him look to the side because he does go, okay. And then he goes that way. And I'm like,
up
well, at
on.
least there's continuity there. Like
Yeah, that was funny.
he
And
looked
they
for his
did
escape.
establish the open window in another shot, so it wasn't that. And
Yeah.
so it's like, oh, I know what he's gonna do. That's it. So it's good. They come back, and they what do they do with Cinderella? Oh, right. So they she bippity boppity boos Cinder. So now that Prince Charming knows what Cinderella looks like, what she does is she turns Anastasia's appearance into Cinderella's.
Yes.
And then bippity boppity boos Cinderella 50 miles away from the kingdom and just lodges her ass inside of a pumpkin, which then kind of grows into a carriage, but kind of a distorted version of the original pumpkin carriage, because this one's still gooey pumpkin innards on the inside. And she
Yeah.
uses Lucifer as the coachman, and he grows into a dude. And then just some horse who was out in a field minding
In
his
the
own
wrong
damn
place at
business
the
eating
wrong
grass.
time.
And he sees this pumpkin growing and mutating. He's like, what in the hell is going on with that pumpkin? Oh, "Oh no, I'm out of here." And the pumpkin like lashes out with these thorny vines and grabs his horse, and the horse is, "No." And it's, I'm like, it's
It's
actually
so
kind of
sad.
horrifying in a
Yeah,
way.
it
I'm like,
is. It's terrible. You're like, oh, poor horse.
and I'm like, you know
Yeah.
what? I like that little edge here that a lot of kids' movies, particularly like in the 80s, had. Return to Oz, definitely a kids' movie, but there's some creepy shit in that. The
Yeah.
Wheelers are creepy. The woman with the interchangeable heads is creepy.
Yeah.
A lot of the puppets are creepy. A lot of stuff in the never-ending story is creepy. Like the wolf thing is creepy.
The
That whole
nothing is
sequence where
freaking creepy.
Artax doesn't fight the sadness and drops into the swamp.
Ruined my childhood right there. That's.
Fight the sadness, Artax. What is the kids? Is it Atreyu? Yeah, it's
Atreyu.
Atreyu, right?
Sexual awakening, Atreyu. I am Pan because of Atreyu. I'm like, you are the most androgynous. There you go. I love everything and everyone now because of Atreyu.
I'd have to, yeah, using my memory of that actor's presence and character. Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
It was Atreyu and Jay Davidson. That was who it was. I was like, well, there
Really?
you go. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Whew. Whew.
So, like the great owl in the Brisby, the Secret of Nim, right? So cartoons, they've got Dom DeLuise in it. They're goofy as shit, but there's moments in all of these cartoons for kids where it gets dark and spooky, right? And Cinderella 3 in this part with the pumpkin, especially when it grabs this damn horse with
Oh my
vines and
gosh,
drags
that
it. I'm
poor
like,
horse.
that, I like it when they get this little bit of edge there. Even as an adult now, I really appreciate that. And it's a pretty decent action sequence as Lucifer uses this new pumpkin and horse cart to take Cinderella away from the kingdom. Of course,
Yeah.
if Tremaine was really thinking about it, she would have just like smashed her into pulp or something. Like, put her in a pumpkin. Don't make the pumpkin bigger. Just crush her
So
into a pumpkin.
that's what I for when she first got put into the pumpkin, that was my very first thought. I was like, oh my God, she just put her in a pumpkin. That is
That's horrifying.
diabolical. That
Yeah.
is insane. Holy crap. That's terrible. She's gna have to fight her way out of a pumpkin now. Oh my,
Yep.
like that's kind of like, and then it grew and became a coach, and I was like, well, you're making it
Okay.
easy for her now. But like that is kind of, but like at first I went there immediately thinking that's terrifying. And then yeah. But and then Lucifer gets thrown into a pond and
Which
turns
reverts
back
the
into a
magic
cat
somehow.
immediately. And I was like, why did that break the spell
I don't know.
on you? But whatever, I don't, whatever.
So she breaks out of the pumpkin. She gets on the horse, doesn't fall off the cliff. She's
Does all
like 50
that.
miles away from the kid, but and they're like don't, they're walking down the aisle. This must be one speedy horse. The horses in this kingdom are the envy. Amazing.
They are primo horses. They would win
Yep.
the Kentucky Derby
So
every
she
time.
gets back, and what I particularly love is Anastasia, of course, still looks like Cinderella.
Yes.
But they animate her in a way that it's clearly still Anastasia. The way she kind of smiles awkwardly and fidgets and doesn't walk the same way. They do a lot with her body language and facial expression that gives the game away,
Yes,
which I
pause.
think is really great.
Pause to go back real quick to part two. When she's teaching Anastasia, so bear with it, everyone who's getting whiplash. In part two, when Cinderella is trying to help Anastasia get the baker and she's teaching her to smile, I think that that's so funny because. Anastasia's like, it's like you teach. It reminded me of you because it was like, hee! And she's like pushing
Jesus,
in her
don't do
cheeks.
that.
Yeah. And she's like trying to push in her cheeks and she's like trying to help her smile. And it's just terrible. And then at the very end, when she finally comes face to face with the baker and it works out, it actually is such a beautiful little smile that they draw on her that it's just like a little, And
But
like,
she's not forcing it.
because yeah, it's a real, and it was actually, and I was like, oh, that was actually really cute. It wasn't a forced one, but it was like nothing. It was really cute. I was like, oh, that's really cute. But anyways, yes. Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. Her Anastasia as Cinderella, there's still pieces of Anastasia there, and it's the there's still pieces of Anastasia there, so that you they did it well. Yeah, there's something about it that, I mean, granted, real Cinderella is sitting there looking like ass, whatever.
She's had a holy. I was in a pumpkin.
I was in a
Can
pumpkin.
you imagine what she smells like?
That's why I'm hoping that she gets a magical shower. I talked about that at the beginning, and
Like, I mean,
I.
your dress and your hair is fixed, but you still smell like mice, pumpkin, and horses
Yup,
and
yup,
sweat.
yup. All right, anyways, please continue.
And she's like, I am so saddle sore. I had to ride 50 miles at top speed. I had to side saddle that. And after a mile, I was like, she's nope, brings her leg on the other side of the horse. It's like, yep. My thighs are going to be chafed on this saddle, but there's no way I'm side saddling this thing all the way back to the castle.
Right.
We have our showdown. Anastasia as Cinderella is at the altar, and all she has to do is say "I do,"
That's it.
which, is what her mother's been telling her. Just do what I say. All you have to do is say this. And she has her own song, which is I do.
No.
And then she says, I don't. And then she just, bippity boppity boos her disguise away back to herself.
And she's like, I want someone to love me for me.
Yeah.
And it's a really tender moment. It
And she
really
gives
is.
the wand back to she gives the wand to Cinderella, and she gives the shell to or well tries to return the shell to the king. And
Yeah.
I'm like,
I know. Ooh, hiccup. But like, yeah.
there's a
But
baker
Cinderella,
for you, Anastasia.
the thing that's sweet is like Cinderella's coming running in right at the time. To like stop, it's like perfectly timed, and you as an audience member think that Cinderella is gonna have this big protest of like, I'm the real Cinderella, I swear to gosh, please just touch my hand and you'll know. And she's running in right as the I do is about to happen, and Anastasia says I don't, and Cinderella is like, Anastasia,
I thought I was gonna
I
have
didn't
to
even have
cut
to
a
do anything. And it's like,
bitch. We're gonna swordplay or
surprises that it's
something.
like, and it's really kind of cool of like, the growth and the.
And I like the fact that I was kind of expecting that the prince would just be, hypnotized with magic throughout the entire movie, and the entire movie would be break the spell, but no, he's
No.
got agency throughout the entire film too. Like
Yes.
he's under a spell, but he knows something's wrong. I
Yeah,
like
and
the
that's
fact
kind of
that
cool.
Anastasia and Cinderella and Prince, whoever the hell he is, all have their own agency and goals and work towards what they want.
Yes.
Cinderella 3 is definitely helped by how low the bar was set by the previous film. And my expectations for 50-year late direct-to-video
Yeah.
sequels already being in the floor. So
Yeah.
it's definitely helped there. But Cinderella 3 is actually very okay.
Yeah.
It
It really
works
is. It works.
well-ish.
It works. It is sweet.
Yeah. There's a lot about it that I quite like.
Yeah, it's
Is it great? No. Is it good? Not quite. But it's adequate. It's quite adequate. It's got a lot of charm. It's got a lot of the humor quite works. It does a lot of individual things well.
and they don't go back. They don't.
And that this fairy godmother says that. She says, "You realize you guys have actually been married for a year. Do you want us to undo the movie and put you back?" And they're like, "Or you just want to get married again?" They're like, "Oh, we're gonna do that honeymoon again."
Yeah. So Yeah, she's like, "Do you want to go back to your old life?" And they're like, "What do you mean old life or whatever?"
Is
So,
sex life
yeah.
stale at that point? Then no.
Yeah. So, it's
We
which is
what?
also cool because that also means that Anastasia has evolved. Now has now, you know, will live in this evolved state, and Lady Tremaine and Drizella will be frogs.
Well, they the spell breaks and they
Oh,
revert
okay.
back from frogs, but
Right. But they yeah.
so I don't know where exactly they are. I guess they're home.
Yeah, it did look like their own basement. That's not the basement at the palace.
I
Like when
guess
they
they're just
got,
I guess they're just going to
they're
have
just home
to live
now.
with each other for a while.
Which is dreadful enough, I guess.
Well.
But yeah. But yeah, no, I did. I don't like again, like you said, there's so many levels of liking something. I can't say I didn't like it, but like I don't want to be like, oh, I liked it. It was just like, you know, it was an experience. I didn't not like it. It was fine. It wasn't
Only
terrible.
65 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, it had some good, it had thought, it had some good ideas. It had, there were things about it that were interesting, that it kept me entertained for the 65 minutes. There were things that kept me like, oh God, okay. But you know, every time one of those moments came, it was followed by, you know, a horse flinging a guy off into, you know, the water. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, at least he gave me that or something. You know, so it really had a good mixture of groany, painful moments with, okay, well, that was cute, like the clinking of the slipper or something. So, you know, there was some good give and take. So it just kind of was an even sort of, you know, if my kids, they're way past the age for this movie now, but like if this was one that they wanted to have on all the time when there was that age that they went through, I would have been like, okay, that's fine. This fine. You
As
want to
long
have
as you
this one
don't want to
on?
watch Cinderella 2 over and over, you can watch Cinderella 3 over and over. It's
Yeah. I
fine.
mean, because there were movies that they had on over and over that I would be like, will you please find another? Or take it downstairs, or like I hated walking through the living room on some of the movies that they would have on over and over and over. So like I kind of equate it to that. Would I have minded walking through the living room over and over on this one? Nope. So it's good in my book. So that's where it stands. But yeah, it's a very it, I think the saddest part for me is that it like Back to the Future and Lord of the Rings and you know all other like little trilogies, you know, Star Wars and stuff, it's the one world, and it's like how could you have messed that up with Cinderella? Like, you know, how could you have messed that up? But they did,
I
you know.
mean, there's so little going on in that world. If you've got so much room to play and add things, I don't think you need
That's
to.
what I'm in
You've got
exactly.
so much room to maneuver. I don't know why
That
you
you
feel so constrained.
exact yeah, so it's
Fear
it's
and budget and time, probably.
yeah, so that was so that was the biggest letdown for me was the fact that you know even the Lion King straight to video sequels,
Oh, haven't seen them.
I haven't seen all of them, but they at least build off each other, even though they subsequently get like dumber and further out in the line of I am the second cousin to the this of the that of the this of the oh, you're not even part of this pride, really. But like,
I did read a web comic, web fan comic about the aftermath. It's like a year later, and basically all the hyenas die off. They find Banzai, and he's been injured, but he and Shenzi, Ed died a while ago. He and Shenzi tried to make a go of it, and they were starving to death. Shenzi couldn't survive the birth of their kid, and he was trying to bring the kid into the Pride Lands. It got attacked by some of the cheetahs who were standing guard at the edge of the Pride Lands, and Simba brings him in, and the whole comic is basically his story of how Ed died and how he and Shinzi basically did a Grave of the Fireflies in the elephant graveyard for the next year until he brought him here. And it's something.
Oh my.
It's probably a bit different from Lion King 1.5 or whatever those sequels
Sure.
are.
Sure. Well, there you go. I think it's 2.5. Lion King 2.5?
Whatever
I
it
don't
is.
know. I haven't seen them, and hint, hint, that's not the one I'm
Okay,
mandating.
well, so there are many ways to organize a double feature. It doesn't have to be sequels, it could be thematic, it could be sharing actors or directors. So I tortured us with direct videos, the Disney cartoons. So what double feature doth you mandate,
So
Kelly?
what am I gonna torture us with? Is that what you're saying? So yeah, it took me, so yeah, I did go through a very long thought process, of course, of how to orchestrate my double feature. Is it gonna be thematical? Is it going to be, a movie and then a remake of the movie type of a thing? Like, what am I gonna do? And then I got to thinking about what I enjoy watching. And there you go. And I enjoy the Marvel Universe very, 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 very much.
Okay.
And my favorite character in the Marvel Universe does not get fair love. Although he has two movies, they never get mentioned, and I have only seen them once, and people don't really talk about them, and I don't really remember them well. So when I rewatched, not rewatched, I lied to you. So when I watched the newest Captain America, there were some moments I was a little bit lost because I don't remember. So let's watch the 2003 Ang Lee film and the 2008 French Man's film. Let's watch the Hulk films.
Louis
Louis Leterrier.
Leterrier,
Yeah.
something like that.
Louis Leterrier. But
Hulk
I
and
don't
the
know French,
Incredible.
so I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. So let's watch the Hulk films, shall we?
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen either of those two.
It's been
All right.
since 2003 and 2008,
I
respectively,
think
since I've seen
we
them.
saw Ang Lee's Hulk in the theater together,
Yes,
didn't
we
we?
did. Yes, indeed, we
Yeah.
did. So,
Was
yep.
that the last time you saw it?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe another
Really
look at
excited
that
about this.
ending. Because I remember this was a movie. It's like, I don't understand the ending. No, you don't understand the ending? No, it's not that I don't understand the ending. It's I visually couldn't tell what was happening on the screen. I was like, what am I looking at?
Yeah.
I remember really, other than that, I recall liking Ang Lee's Hulk movie and The Incredible Hulk, which was the. I think the second of the Marvel, and I think Iron Man and then Incredible Hulk. I like it. I don't think it's as I think it's a little too safe, maybe. It'll be interesting revisiting these. So, all
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Right. Well, today's episode may have come to an end, but we'll be back next month with Kelly's mandated double feature, Hulk and the Incredible Hulk. If you'd like to watch them too, they're probably on Disney Plus, but check out the description to see where they're currently streaming or available to rent. Until then, you can watch Movie Mandates on YouTube or listen to it in podcast form on iTunes. And if you enjoy the show and want to help us reach a wider audience, like, subscribe, comment, rate, review, all that good stuff. Much obliged. With that, I'm Andrew, and you can follow me on Blue Sky at Andrew Eisen.
And I'm on Instagram at Pimento Lydia with the 101.
We hope you've all enjoyed this episode of Movie Mandates. We'll be back soon with another mandated double feature. Bye, everyone!